This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to attorneys Chris Mueller and Amy Linseski of Isaacs and Isaacs, attorneys at law, address on file. Dear counselors, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Andre Coward, please note the following medical letter, period. Andre is A-N-D-R-E. Coward is C-O-W-H-E-R-D, period. On today's date, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 40-year-old male, height 5 foot 11 inches, weight 143 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 30th, 2021, period. He was struck by the back end of a semi at a red light, period. The truck turned sharply and the trailer wheel hit the front end of his car, period. His car was lifted up, period. There was moderate damage, however, it was drivable, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was jerked, period. He hit his head and left shoulder on the vehicle, period. A couple hours later, he had pain in his left hip, comma, headaches, comma, low back, comma, neck, comma, and hand pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still having pain in his left hip with diminished range of motion as well as headaches, period. New paragraph. His left hip pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is described as a constant and throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the legs at times, period. It radiates to the lumbar area, period. New paragraph. His headaches are described as intermittent, period. It occurs 2 to 8 hours per day, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. It is a throbbing pain in the posterior head, period. The pain radiates to the neck, period. It occasionally occurs with nausea, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that he was seen in the emergency room the next day at Eskenazi, period. They did a CAT scan and released him. He was given a Toradol injection and medications, period. He was seen at a chiropractic facility for approximately 10 weeks. He was given physical therapy as well as manipulation, period. He was not able to continue the chiropractic care due to the cost, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, basketball, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, walking over a half block, comma, lifting over 30 pounds, comma, and prolonged sitting over 20 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include omeprazole and trazodone for sleep, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and ice packs, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for reflux disease, comma, insomnia, comma, and tinea pedis, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his left hip in the past, period. He has had routine headaches in the past a few times a month, but never sought treatment, period. His present headaches are different and in a different part of the head, period. They are now daily headaches, period. He has not had prior automobile accidents, period. In April of 2022, he was in, He was involved in another automobile accident where he was seen in the emergency room, but it did not require any other treatment period. He was in minor automobile accidents, but no other majors, period. He has not had any work injuries, period. He has not had prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a bartender and a server, and he works full-time, period. He does work with pain and has problems with prolonged standing, period. He did miss intermittent days of work as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Records from Eskenazi Emergency Department, April 26, 2022, 39-year-old male who presents to the emergency department for evaluation of left dorsal foot and left hip pain status post-MVC times 3 days, period. Their impression was MVC and contusions of the left lower extremity, period. Records from Cairo 1, that's C-H-I-R-O-O-N-E, dated July 21st, 2021. Radiographs were taken today to view both the spinal column and the specific area of complaints. Lumbopelvic AP and lateral views were taken, period. Short-term goals for this patient include increasing joint mobility, period. Cairo 1 initial report dated July 21st, 2021, 37-year-old male who is reporting neck and back injury from a motor vehicle collision, July 1st, 2021. Abnormalities documented on physical examination. They say there's significant spine range of motion restrictions, period. They did x-rays, cervical AP, cervical lateral, lumbar anterior and posterior, and lumbar lateral, period. Assessment, restrained driver of a motor vehicle during a collision, period. Strain-sprain injury to the cervical thoracic spine, comma, injury to the thoracolumbar spine, comma, and post-traumatic spine pain, period. Records from Eskenazi Emergency Room, July 1st, 2021, 38-year-old male who presents to the emergency room department with complaint of headache and body aches following an MVC, period. Struck by the back end of a semi-truck going at a red light, period. The truck turned sharply and the trailer wheels clipped the front end of the car, lifting his car up slightly, period. Diffuse body aches, worse on his right side, and headaches. Decreased sensation on the right side of his face and right upper extremity and lower extremity, period. Abnormalities noted on examination and well-documented, period. They gave him a Toradol injection as well as Tylenol. Their impression was motor vehicle collision, comma, cervical strain, comma, and acute non-intractable headaches, period. They did a CT of the head as well as the neck, which were negative for fractures, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of June 30th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph, on physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin was unremarkable, period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck revealed normal thyroid and normal cervical area, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right hip was normal, period. Examination of the left hip was abnormal with diminished strength and crepitance, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 22 degrees, comma, extension by 6 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 8 degrees, adduction, ADD, diminished by 4 degrees, comma, internal rotation by 6 degrees, comma, and external rotation by 8 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 2, traumatic cephalgia, period. Number 3, cervical strain, comma, pain, comma, resolve, period. Number 4, facial trauma and pain resolve, period. Number 5, right upper and lower extremity trauma resolved. Number 6, thoracic and lumbar strain, comma, sprain resolved, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of June 30th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the left hip, utilizing Table 16-4, the patient qualifies for a 2% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 1% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. In relationship to the cephalgia, utilizing Table 13-18, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 4% total whole body impairment as a result of this automobile accident, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the left hip area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications using generic medications would be at a cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Injections for the headaches in the hip area would cost approximately $2,500, period. A TENS unit would cost $50, period. The patient was advised more chiropractic and physical therapy, but he was not able to afford this. This cost would be $1,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.